Can't be too many left, yeah, there's some more anymore. But before I get to that, let's see if I can punch up another piece of music here. And the reason for doing this one, because now that we've taken steps 1 through 9, we see life differently. There we go. Jimmy Cliff. Came to us from Ann Smith, Dr. Bob's wife. 1935, so this is nothing new. Because she said something that I had never heard from anybody else before or since. And we also let the power radiate through us as we work with others. So the arrows go from the power through me to you, and that's step 12. The arrow going from the power through you to me, Anne used to call three-way prayer. Three-way prayer. Hearing the voice of God, hearing the voice of the indwelling spirit, speaking to us through other people, whether in a meeting, something that we read, something that we see, a little Jimmy Cliff DVD, whatever it takes that we can actually feel the spirit radiating through us, through another person. We can petition the power to intercede in other people's lives, other people can petition the power to intercede in our lives. The arrows are going in all directions, and that's what recovery is all about. Okay, session 4. We have demystified the 12 steps and shown you just how simple this program really is. However, we must keep in mind that recovery is an ongoing process. We don't just take the steps once and then rest on our laurels. We must repeat the process again and again and again and again in order to keep in fit spiritual condition. By taking the steps over and over, we enlarge and expand upon the spiritual awakening, quote unquote, that brings us to a new freedom and a new happiness. Our names are Wally and
Brent.
And we will be your guides for this meeting. During this session, we'll take steps 10, 11, and 12. The 10th step is a summary of steps 4 through 9. The 11th step shows us how to enhance our spiritual connection with the one who has all power through prayer and meditation. Oops, is this dying on me? Oh, okay. There we go. The 12th step provides us with guidelines for carrying our life-saving message to others. Let's start with the 10th step, and it reads.
Continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admit it.
Continue. That's the key to this step. Continue. The key to the 10th step is the word continue. In the second paragraph on page 84, the biblical authors emphasize the importance of continuing to take the steps.
This brings us to step 10. This suggests we continue to take personal inventory and continue to set right any new mistakes as we go along. We vigorously commenced this way of living as we cleaned up the past. We have entered the world of the spirit. Our next function is to grow in understanding and effectiveness. This is not an overnight matter. It should continue for our lifetime.
This is the transition paragraph in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. Until this paragraph on page 84, the only words in the big book are next at once, immediately. We waste no time and promptly without regret. Now they're saying this is not an overnight matter. This should continue for a lifetime. Not step 4, step 10, 11, and 12 should continue for our lifetime. Not an overnight matter. Steps 1 through 9 are an overnight matter. Once we know how they wrote this book and why they wrote it the way they did, recovery takes on a whole new dimension. Hopefully the fourth dimension. That is the life-changing experience that awaits each and every one of us that attend these workshops where we blast you through all 12 steps in 4 1-hour sessions. Wow. It's interesting because Bill did not make another paragraph out of this. I've got the first half in one color and the second half in the other color. But the second half is a review of steps 4 through 9. And because it's a review of steps 4 through 9, they use the exact same wording that they used in steps 4 through 9. And it reads.
Continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. When these crop up, we ask God at once to remove them. We discuss them with someone immediately and make amends quickly if we have harmed anyone. Then we resolutely turn our thoughts to someone we can help. Love and
say it any more emphatically. I consider this personal opinion, one of the most important three lines in the whole book, because it summarizes steps 4 through 9 in 3 sentences. This is the executive summary. Throw in a surrender at the beginning and you've got the whole program. Wow. Continue to walk for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. Where have we seen that before? It's the first four liabilities on the assets and liabilities checklist. When these crop up, we ask God at once to remove them. At once to remove them. Steps 6 and 7. We discuss them with someone immediately, i.e. sponsor, sharing partner, step 5, and make amends quickly if we've harmed anyone, steps 8 and 9. It's all right there. And then they throw in step 12 for good measure. Then we resolutely turn our thoughts to someone we can help. So if you have the 4 sentences, then we get the summary of our love and tolerance of others is our code. It's a great way to live on the asset side of the sheet. Wow. Critically important paragraph. So I want to take us back to the beginning of that paragraph. And we'll also read the 10-step question. So we're going to move over one. And the 10-step question reads,
will you continue to take personal inventory and continue to set right any new mistakes as you go along?
Question mark. Yes or no answer. Will you continue to take inventory? And the answer is?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. 10 steps. Step 11 reads,
sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood God, praying only for knowledge of God's will for us and the power to carry that out.
Step 11 suggests prayer and meditation. Oh, that one read your part. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I like that part. The description of step 11 is not, I do like this part. I like everything from 85 to 88, personally. And if you look at the highlighted big books, and I hope a lot of you have picked up the little minis, the stuff in the back of your initial big book, so that you can take anybody through all 12 steps in 2 hours or less. Most of page 85 to 88 is highlighted. All of the old timers used it. Wow. Or most of the old timers used these paragraphs almost verbatim. This is the heart and soul of the process. In the third paragraph on page 85, the author asks us to conduct an 11th step on a regular basis, i.e. every day.
Step 11 suggests prayer and meditation. We shouldn't be shy in this matter of prayer. Better men and women than we are using it constantly. It works if we have the proper attitude and work it.
Again, we have to have the proper attitude. The proper attitude is that God speaks and will speak to us if we're willing to listen. It's as simple as that. Prayer and meditation puts us in direct contact with the power greater than ourselves, which will solve our problem. That's a quote from the big book. Power greater than ourselves, which will solve our problem. Starting with the second line on page 86 that provides us with some of the details.
It would be easy to be vague about this matter, yet we believe we can make some definite and valuable suggestions.
And definite and valuable suggestions they do make. Basically, they give us guidelines on what to do at night, in the morning, and throughout the day. And I'm going to summarize them, just like I said, 85 through 88, there's very little of it that wasn't highlighted. And I'll just carry through on this quickly. When we retire at night, we constructively review our day. If we haven't, I've already done this, if we haven't written in the morning, what have we got to review at night? Nothing. We reviewed the guidance that we received that morning to see if we've done it. Wow. Oh, that's what it means. Oh, here's Thursday, 7:28. Oops, too many calories yesterday. Blue cheese salad dressing and tartar sauce. Did you win? Is that guys? Well, it's keeping my weight down. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh. I also wrote just above it. Walk humbly with God, turn to God often, as you would any other close friend. Oh. That's why we review these things. Sometimes we actually write down something that has more than just, is more than just a shopping list. I do get a lot of shopping lists. Oh, and here's one for Monday. This is from the old timers. I have not passed this on. What step are you on? Old timers. What do you mean, what step am I on? All of them. We take all 12 steps each and every day. And a quote from Bill W. Leads off that window of opportunity. That's a quote from Bill W. in 1951, telling us we take all 12 steps each and every day because he wrote the book for us to take all 12 steps each and every day. Oh, what step you are? Oh, we've been doing step two for 3.5 years. No, you're not challenging. Just got to answer a question. Oh, wow. But that's what we do at night. We review the day's activities. And in the morning, we think about the 24-hour days and 24 hours ahead. Again, I do this on awakening because of Steve G. Steve and I together put those 26 paragraphs together. We worked on that for 2 years. And we did have some input from other people also. And I like it, before we begin, we ask God to direct our thinking. Well, that starts as a prayer. God, please direct my thinking. Let me shut up and hear what you have to say. We do the prayer, which is ask God, and then we get quiet and listen. Bill tells us that also on page 13. And then what happens is things get really interesting. What used to be the hunch or the occasional inspiration gradually becomes a working part of the mind. It's not going to happen just like that. It's not going to happen like steps 1 through 9. 11 takes practice. But this is my commitment to you. If you are willing to listen and record guidance, fingertip, on the page, on the cell phone, somewhere along the line, you will receive guidance that will save your life and put you in a position to save somebody else's life. And that is a given. But it's gradually becoming a working part of the mind. And nevertheless, we find that I think he will, as time passes, be more and more in the plane of inspiration. We come to rely upon it. If we're going to get inspiration from God, I think it's a pretty good idea to write it down so we don't forget it. So with that in mind, I just want to take a couple more passages here. During the day, which would be in thinking about our day.
In thinking about our day, we may face indecision. We may not be able to determine which course to take. Here we ask God for inspiration, an intuitive thought or a decision. We relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. We are often surprised how the right answers come after we have tried this for a while.
Highlighter. Just get there in the white highlighter and go to it. This is another very, very important paragraph. We ask, that's a little prayer. We ask for inspiration, intuitive thought, or decision. Inspiration, aha! That's what I'm supposed to do. Intuitive thought. Well, I'll be, okay. Or decision. Yes, no, wait is a decision. Yes, no, wait. Be careful about the fourth one. If you insist. If you insist on taking your will back, guess what? You get it back. But you also have to be prepared to accept the consequences of living on self-will rather than God's will. It also says that at the end we conclude our period of meditation with a prayer. So let's move on to that one, which is page 87, paragraph 1.
We usually conclude the period of meditation with a prayer that we will be shown all through the day what our next step is to be. that we be given whatever we need to take care of such problems. We ask especially for freedom from self-will and are careful to make no requests for ourselves only.
Be clear what we pray about and what we expect to receive in answers. It's not going to be about ego, it's going to be about spirit. And then they tell us what to do again during the course of the day when things go crazy. Page 87, paragraph 3.
As we go through the day, we pause when agitated or doubtful and ask for the right thought or action. We constantly remind ourselves we are no longer running the show, humbly saying to ourselves many times each day, "Thy will be done." We are then in much less danger of excitement, fear, anger, worry, self-pity, or foolish decisions. We become much more efficient. We do not tire so easily, for we are not burning up energy foolishly as we did when we were trying to arrange life to suit ourselves. It works. It really does.
The pioneers are living proof that it works. Bill W. is, and Bill and Dr. Bob are living proof that this works. Bill didn't have any background to write this book. He was not a psychological student or a psychiatric student or even an attorney. He never became an attorney. He tried to. This is written by somebody who had no professional credentials and certainly no spiritual credentials. And he wrote one of the most spiritual books in the world. Wow. It's ever been written. Talk about divine guidance. Well, he wrote down when he got guidance, right? There we go. Or actually, Ruth Hawk wrote it down. He just said it off the top of his head, which is the truth. That's how that went down. So it works. It really does. So we want to take a 5-minute quiet time. You do have a paper with some blank lines to write guidance. I want to set the stage by having us, the book says we relax and take it easy. Let's relax. Get in a comfortable position. To shut down the committee, all we have to do is count our breaths. This is a technique that goes back centuries, not just to the 30s. We breathe into a count of 4, we hold momentarily, we breathe out to a count of 8. When we count our breaths, we shut down the committee, we shut down the ego. Let's shut down right now by doing the work. We're going to breathe into a count of 4, hold momentarily, breathe out to a count of 8. I'll just do it twice, and then we each do it at our own pace. And then we go right into the quiet time, and please write your guidance during this period. Whatever you receive in terms of sight, sound, sensation, or knowing. Okay, let's start with the deep breathing. Breathe into a count of 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now at our own pace. Okay, and now our quiet time. Listen to the indwelling spirit. Sight, sound, sensation, and knowing. Write it down so you don't forget it. Stan Smith used to say, if anybody needs more time, please raise your hand. We don't stop anybody in mid-thought, mid-visualization, mid-sensation. Yeah, this format actually came from Ann Smith's living room, summer of 1935. I consider it to be one of the most powerful AA formats we have. All we did was substitute big book passages for what was actually read to open the meeting. And then we closed with big book passages. But this format's been traveling around the country, around the world. There are hundreds upon hundreds of 11-step guidance meetings based on this format, including my home group in Tucson, Arizona, that I had nothing to do with this format being implemented in. Again, I do have other people to thank for bringing this format to us from Dallas, Texas. This is actually the Dallas, Texas format for the 11-step guidance meetings. A lot of parents sitting around talking about your problems. Okay, we need a runner. Is anybody going to run the microphone? Because we're going to ask that you share guidance. We're not going to ask that you share anything that's personal, that can, especially anything that's directed towards one other person. Are you going to run?
I can, yeah.
Okay, I have the microphone.
No,
okay.
Oh. You want to do it?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Okay. Is this how we practice step 11? I mean, this is not how we practice. This is how we take step 11. We actually share guidance. I shared guidance with you from 2003 that saved my life. Whether we get shopping lists or whatnot, it's as simple as, to you, does it pass the test of forgiveness, faith, unselfishness, and honesty? We don't want to hear about the liability side of the sheet because we're not on the liability side of the sheet. We're on the asset side of the sheet, so review that. Make sure that what you see passes the test of the assets. Again, nothing personal. And also, we'd like for you to share if you receive guidance that makes no sense whatsoever to you. Why? Because it might not be for you. It might be for somebody else in the room. Just a couple of months ago, somebody received guidance, called Bill, and this woman ran out of the room and came back 3 minutes later after calling her brother Bill, who she hadn't talked to for 5 years. Made the phone call, came back, and the whole room was in tears. We're converting barriers to bridges, barriers to bridges. Okay, who would like to share? Just raise your hand. We have to run a microphone to you so that everybody else can hear. We have one over here. This is the hardest part of the entire 12-step program. Now that you know how simple the 4-step is, this is not easy. The rest of it is. This is tough, having the courage to share guidance. Yes?
So this is final payment on roof.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that. Sorry.
Final payment on roof.
Final payment on roof.
It was regarding to a client. Then I just got that yes affirmation from God that said that there's a certain individual in my life that I will always have tension with. There's another individual in my life that I will always have peace with. And the word love. Then one that doesn't make sense to me at all is I literally heard a muffled rock concert. So I have no idea what that's about. And then I had a beautiful view of a hand-picked property overlooking like Iceland mountains or a European area that seemed to be for me in my quiet life in the future.
Wow. Okay. Again, it's not linear. I mean, this is what it is, and it flows the way it flows, and it's all meant to provide us with the opportunity to hear the voice of Spirit speak to us. We're not here to critique or criticize anyone else's guidance, but if you did receive something that also resonates with you, then write that down, and that would be three-way prayer. Yes.
Warmth, preserve the cool. Start the divorce, drive the convertible, and love my daughter.
Again, not here to critique or criticize. This may be an amazing breakthrough for the person that said it, but also it may be a breakthrough for the person that received it in terms of three-way prayer. Yes.
Hey guys, my name is Jack. I'm not
Mark. Hey Jack.
I heard love others the way I love you, forgive others the way I have forgiven you. Know my son, read, know, and live by my words. When I was sitting there in meditation, I seen an open prairie, wind blowing, warm sunshine on my skin. I smelled trees, fresh air, heard the birds chirping, flowing water, felt the air of the leaves and trees blowing in the wind. And I just felt an extremely calm sensation. I just felt at peace for those moments. Thank you.
Whoa. I just said not to critique. Did you hear what I heard? Three channels simultaneously. Just want to make that comment. Three channels simultaneously. Wow.
You are here. You are here. You are here. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved. You are beauty. You are beauty. You are beauty. And you are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed.
Wow. That could be a song. Ooh. Okay.
Trust in God to provide. God supports you. Be fearless. All is well. God is good. God is my friend.
Yes, a couple more. Let's just do two more. This is just to get you into the flow of what an 11-step meeting is really all about.
Have fun, trust the process, live, laugh, smile, be brave, go for it, ask for help.
Ooh. I guess I need to listen to that last one. Personally. Okay, one more, because we are running short on time. I wish we could do this for a whole hour. When I do a complete weekend workshop, we do a full hour of this. It's a reenactment of Dr. Bob's living room in the summer of 1935. Yes.
Forgive Neil, that's my ex-husband. Be kind. Wait on Daniel, that's my son. Love him. Love your body. All the doctors, Rita Combs, your ankle gets fixed. It's all set.
Oh, wow. Oh, I just had a couple. Yeah, one more?
Yeah, I got one more.
Yes.
I thought it was on the hook.
Are you saying your hand wasn't even raised?
It went up, but you said two more.
Okay, we're good. You're in.
Let it go, it's not yours. Light and brightness, fear not, sickness, felt cold, and the tangled web we weave. I don't know what I mean.
Again, if any of this resonated with you, that would be three-way prayer. But because of our time limitation, what I received this afternoon, this morning, I just had a shopping list of things to do when I got here. Spirit permeates this room. Thank all the volunteers. We had volunteers, and I'm going to miss people, but we had volunteers for registration. We had volunteers for literature. We had a whole bunch of worker bees doing the lunch and the coffee. We had readers. We have runners. Thank Heather, Patrick, and Guy, the sound. Putting this all together, especially Heather. Let's give everyone a hand that helped us along. Yes, really, 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 each and every one of you for contributing to my my journey. I am totally in shock on the number, on the money that was collected. Totally in shock. I need to thank each and every one of you for that. I know we only have 6 minutes. Because it says you have scheduled this day far too tight. Where is the continuance? And the continuance, I talked to Heather about this. I will stay as long as necessary to greet each and every one of you. I know they have to reset this room, so we do have to kind of head out, but they said the lobby's going to be open for as long as necessary. I will sign books and do the rest. And I have scheduled to stay way too tight. And I wrote, where is the continuance? Yeah, right. The continuance is for us to meet after this meeting and share in the miracles of recovery. That's the continuance. I also do a seminar on the five C's of life changing. Chapter 7 of the Big Book is all based on the five C's of life changing. Many of you have probably never heard of it, but it came from the Oxford group. It's called Confidence, Confession, Conviction, Conversion, Continuance. And the fifth C is continuance. Stay with the people as long as necessary. And I'm making that commitment to you, even if we're out on the benches in the front here. We may be here until church starts tomorrow morning. I don't care. No, actually, I got to be at breakfast in Aberdeen at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. So I do have to drive for about 3 hours, 4 hours tonight. This is my second home. My daughter lives here. You will see me, God willing, every August, because I know when to come. And I just hope that we can do more of this. There's so much more for me to present to you. Again, God willing. I'll be back. Hope. No, 13 years into this terminal incurable cancer diagnosis, I just had a full oncology screening before I left to go on this trip. I am as healthy as I have been in the last 15 years, let alone 13 years since the diagnosis. I had stopped working in the year 2000. I was so sick, I couldn't even hold down a job. God still has work for me to do, and I believe God still has work for everybody in this room to do. So let's move forward. I don't like the word trudge the road of happy destiny. Let's travel the road of happy destiny together. But let's do it by taking step 12. Step 12 reads. Step 12.
Having had spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to others and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
I just wanted to make a comment. Heather, you weren't here when we thanked you. The whole group thanked you. Let's thank her again. Thank you. Chapter 7 in its entirety is devoted to carrying our message of recovery to others. Like I said, based on the five C's. That'll be another seminar for another day. In the first paragraph on page 89, the Big Book Authors tells how we expand upon our new God consciousness.
Practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from relapse as intensive work with others. It works when other activities fail. This is our 12th suggestion. Carry this message to others. You can help when no one else can. You can secure their confidence when others fail.
Again, see how they went back to the you. The we part is really 4 through 9. And then we, the next paragraph does have a statement that they're considered by many to be the 12 step promises. These are the 12 step promises.
Life will take on a new meaning. to watch people recover, to see them help others, to watch loneliness vanish, to see a fellowship grow up about you, to have a host of friends. This is an experience you must not miss. We know you will not want to miss it. Frequent contact with newcomers and with each other is the bright spot of our lives.
And now it's the bright spot of our lives because we know how simple the process really is. We don't have to do smoke and mirrors. It's just this simple. And out of this, we have a 12-step question. And it's that basically based on the first part of this page. And the 12-step question reads,
will you carry this message to others?
Question mark.
Yes.
Will you carry this message to others?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Let's do it. According to people who wrote this book, according to people who wrote this book, we have now taken all 12 steps. You are in the sunlight of the Spirit. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And as I said earlier, I have the best seat in the house. I cannot even begin to describe how many people's lives have been changed as a result of this process. And I know that there were a large number of people that were clueless when they walked in here as to what was going to happen. Oh my God, another boring workshop. And also the number of doubting Thomases in this room. Yeah, this is different, isn't it? But this is the original program of recovery. Embrace it and carry it to others. We're going to finish by reading page 164 of the Big Book. And it has to do one more statement concerning the importance of guidance and the necessity of working with others.
Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize that we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask God in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the person who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that in your relationship with God is right, and that great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to God and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you travel the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.
Okay, we're going to close this meeting the way they close the meetings in Dallas, Texas. It's on the back of your 11-step handout sheet. I'd like to have us close with, and again, they did not stand, they did not hold hands, they certainly didn't chant after the prayer, whatever prayer it was. But I'd like for us to close, because there's so much controversy over the closing, let's close with a Big Book. Third step prayer followed by the seventh step prayer in unison. Are we ready? Okay. Oh, I just realized that we have a mistake on this. Does everybody just have the procedure for listening? And not the Big Book passages? Didn't catch that one. Again, we're all amateurs. Who can do the third step prayer and the seventh step prayer from memory? Let's give it a try. God, I offer myself to thee, to build with me, and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help, of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. my creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go up from here to do your bidding. Amen. Now let's go out and change a life or two. Thank you, thank you, thank you.